Hey, here's Expedia Tom, and this is the first podcast I'll ever do, and it is about my most recent adventure into the Swiss Alps, where I tried to shoot the Milky Way with a mountain lake in front of it. And in the end, it became quite a funny story because of some unforeseen mishaps. So it was at this weekend I'll borrowed a lens, the Samyang 12mm f2 from a friend, because my wide angle lens, which I use for my night shots, is the Sony 10-18mm f4, and the aperture of f4 is just too high to make great shots, I'd say, of the Milky Way. And therefore I just borrowed it from this friend, who was kind enough to give it to me. So the first night, on Friday to Saturday, I went just nearby because I had an event going on, and I was at the spot where I wanted to shoot the castle in front of the Milky Way just at about 12 o'clock in the night. And usually in a good night, you'll see the Milky Way already on 10 p.m. So absolutely make sure that you're early enough there. It's quite important. So there I had more or less luck. The weather stayed pretty good. A few clouds came by, but there was no issue. The time-lapse was pretty good, as far as I can say it about that. My only concern was that my aim was that the Milky Way would go from left to right behind the castle, or the ruin, what's left of the castle. And due to the fact that I'm just the first few times I slept there, and there were the first time I didn't realize what frame I would like to have, so I stayed on the castle where I made a few time lapses too. And the second time I just went down and photographed up to the castle, to ruin, where you see the silhouette. But unfortunately, there was a heavy downpour just a few minutes ago before I went there, so everything was pretty wet, which I didn't mind, but due to the humidity around me, there was heavy fog, very low fog or mist on the ground, and the lens just, like, there was a lot of drops on the lens, and the time-lapse was worthless. Yeah, that can happen too, so I sleep outdoors, and but at least I got some takes in this night, but there was another one. So this night here, I'm talking about from last Friday, went pretty good. My only concern was that the Milky Way isn't going right behind the ruin or the castle. It starts about in the middle, but it's still quite good. Probably I will sleep out there in the next spring, when the Milky Way will be further in the southeast. Yeah, however, the following day I plan to go outdoors as well, because I borrowed the lens and I wanted to try it as much as I could. And actually, in the region I live in, there's not that many good opportunities to shoot this Milky Way because of a lot of light pollution. So this is another advice: try to go to Dark Sky Finder, Google this one, and you'll find a website that will show you where it's pretty dark in Switzerland, and this is mostly in the Swiss Alps. And that's why I went into the Swiss Alps on Saturday. However, I didn't actually know where I wanted to go. I just packed my things, like the bivouac sack, the sleeping bag, and the mattress to sleep on, the Thermarest. You will find a review on Expeditom. And I went to eat lunch with my friend, to another friend, not the one that borrowed me the lens. And actually, I didn't know where I wanted to go. I had two ideas. Thanks, Anna, for that. But first one was too far away to reach by public transportation. I just couldn't reach it because I had to walk about 5 hours, but by car you could drive pretty close to the lake I wanted to walk to, which would be a further walk of 1.5 hours in the canton of Valle. However, I had no car, so I couldn't reach the spot. So the second idea was to go into the Bernese Alps, where there are several beautiful mountain lakes. But the problem there was that the one I chose was facing in the wrong direction for the Milky Way. And as far as I could see on Google Maps and like checking out what the surrounding looks like, the views into the other direction wouldn't be that stunning. So I was a little bit worried about what I should do. And yeah, then we ate lunch, a very delicious burger. And after that, my friend called his parents and he asked them for that particular place he had been when he was a kid, and he loved it there, and his parents went there several times with him. And they gave me the name of the lake. I had a quick shot at Google and said like, yep, that's it, I'll go there. And without further ado, I hopped on the train and went there. It was pretty easy to go there. Just like three trains and a bus and a cable car. And then a few hundred meters of walk, which was perfect. We checked the weather together, and then I went this direction, and the weather seemed good this night. There was clear skies, and there shouldn't be any rain. But as soon as I arrived, there was like a pretty heavy downpour, which made everything wet, and I just felt remembered of that one happening a few weeks ago where there was a lot of mist around me and I couldn't take a time lapse. So when I arrived up at the mountain station of the cable car, I just like actually ran to the shelter which was there. It was a pretty cool shelter, like for a camp. This wasn't a campground. I think that they wouldn't allow camping, but they actually didn't forbid it. And I just, yeah, I was most of the night I was awake. However, for the place, there was a camping, not a camping place, like a fireplace or several fireplaces in a little area of a little grassland. And there was even a shelter for some wood that you could just take and make fire. And the one shelter with a table and some banks to sit on. And I just waited there and for the thunderstorm to pass by. There were pretty nice lightnings, but I was a little bit frustrated about the weather to, or too frustrated about the weather to even shoot some good images of lightnings. However, at this moment I met two cool guys like Marisa and Claudio from Winterthur, Zurich. They were hiking with two friends they had met abroad, and we had some funny talks about the weather and my plans and what they did, their travels, and yeah, it was pretty cool. Nice to meet you if you listen to this. And they went back, and I just stayed there. I opened a beer, had a look around, and suddenly I saw a rainbow, and I placed the camera, I shot it, and as soon as I placed the camera, I realized, whoa, there's a second one. And this gave a pretty cool image. Yeah. So suddenly, like, if you're photographing and going outdoors, there are the moments like when you feel like frustrated and happy about something can change dramatically within minutes. Yeah. And seriously, the sky cleared up. I saw that in the eastern part, or in the western parts, there were already blue skies and the thunderstorm went by. And another hiker came by and asked, or I talked to him about the lake, and there were even trout in it. But I couldn't fish because I had no gear, and it is only allowed for the people who rent a house there. And the hiker told me that the skies in the previous night were pretty good, even though there was some rain as well in the evening. So this made me pretty optimistic, and therefore I planned my night. And usually when I plan a night out, I try to be as early as possible there to go and inspect the area and the surrounding, and maybe see some things like where you could fall or like traps where you could destroy your camera and that stuff. So I took some shots and then I walked once around the small lake. It wasn't that large, and there was some really nice subjects. Like there is a boat, a small one, a rowing boat, fixed to the banks. And this gave like a really nice subject with the background, and it looks like, I don't know how to call it in English, like just the most idyllic image I could imagine. And yeah, and when I walk around and look for my subject, which I want to frame with the Milky Way, I most of the time have like several ideas, thank you Anna, but in the end I just like condense it to one possible or two. Because during the night, you, as I said before, about 10 o'clock, you'll see the Milky Way with a good lens, or even by eye, if it's a perfect night, until, I'd say, 4 o'clock, maybe 4:30. So this is quite a long period, and this enables you to make even several night lapses, so I can do two. Maybe some people can do more with even better lenses and shorter exposure times. Yeah. So I had two spots, and the thing was that one spot I had the brightest area of the Milky Way in the frame, which was in southwest at this time in the year. And the other point, or the other place I wanted to shoot, was actually in the opposite direction, where the Milky Way is not very bright. It's pretty dark and you barely can see it most of the time. However, so you think like, yeah, go for the Milky Way shot. But the problem was that for the Milky Way shot, I had to like sit in front of the house that can be lent or rented. So, and this is like a little bit, unpleasant for me to sit in front of a house that someone, there was someone in it that had rented it. And even though I had talked with them and told them that I will be shooting the Milky Way in front of their house and they shouldn't be scared if I just stand or photographing in front of them and I'll be quiet, it's not that cool. So I went back to my first place and I thought of, how should I do it? First thing would be like, the best time of the night is about 1 to 2 o'clock when it's the darkest time of the night. So actually I wanted to be on the Milky Way side so that I could see the brightest part of it. But this would mean actually that I had to sleep most of the night on the other side, because the first time lapse I'll usually do from 10 p.m. to 12 or 1 o'clock, and then start the second one at half past 12 in the middle of the night. So, and I was like fighting with me and with my inner self on whether I should start on the one I could sleep good and then go to the next one where I couldn't sleep, or I had to sleep in front of another house, and I was worried about it. And yeah, my problems just solved themselves. Like I saw the weather, and the weather came in from the west, so the clouds that were there from the thunderstorm remained on the side where I could sleep good. So therefore, the side where I can see the Milky Way very good was the better option to start, because there were already bright skies, whereas on the other side I saw still the clouds. So my problem on where to start shooting the Milky Way was solved by just the weather, and I just went to the first spot, had a beautiful Milky Way pictures, and the time-lapse was really great. I even slept a little bit in front of the house because I was very tired of the previous night and the whole week working. And yeah, so there I slept just with my thermarest mattress, and I put the long underwear on and just stared up in the night sky, and I saw three shooting stars just before I slept in. Then it was about 1 or 12:30 when I set the clock to wake me up, but I couldn't stand up at this time. I was so tired. So I just stopped the alarm clock and slept half an hour longer, and then I was like, I have to get up. There's no choice of just sleeping and letting the other opportunity go away to shoot the Milky Way again. And then I packed my stuff. I had a look at the camera. It was about 173 images, which is quite good. This gives about 5 seconds of time lapse, and for me, it's enough. I packed the stuff and went to the other side during the night. And then I built it up again and went straight to sleep because I was so tired. In the morning, I had never ever got out of my bivouac sack that fast. When I just had a look out of my sleeping bag from the little bit higher area down to where my camera on my tripod was, which I set up really with the legs almost horizontal, like very low on the ground, there was only the wall head of the tripod looking out of the water with the camera like 10 centimeters above the water surface. And I was just like, whoa, no. I wasn't worried about my camera, but more about the lens of my friend, that I will destroy it. And I just ran down there, put the long underwear up, the socks flew away, and just like started to run in the water and grab the tripod and get it out. And yeah, I was so lucky. The water just rose about 30 centimeters during, 6 hours. And I even thought of like camping just next to the tripod to be able to see what it shoots. If I had done that, I would have been totally wet and probably would have died up there. So always make sure, like, check for hazards for you and your camera that may arise during the night with detonation on rise. Yeah, and in the end, it was a pretty funny story that I learned some more stuff. Yeah, pretty cool. If you listen until here, I'm very impressed. It's cool. And now, I don't know, wish you a good day, good evening, or maybe you're already asleep because of this story. But however, whatever you do, do it with pleasure, and hear you on another day.